She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I recently discovered a show on HBO I really like. It's called Getting On. It's about a sort of neglected extended care for elderly folks. It's sort of funny and sad at the same time. And they had some people on the show with Alzheimer's. And it really got me thinking, Andrea, about Alzheimer's. And is this something that you think we can prevent? Do you think they're missing it? Well, our guest today does. Andrea, is this something that you've thought about as well?
You know what? Actually, my grandmother had Alzheimer's. So, you know, it runs in our family. And I know, according, like we talked with Dr. Ginger many times, that it doesn't mean that it'll affect us genetically. But I do think it's a topic that's very interesting to me, because I think, you know, Alzheimer's in general, so many people suffer from it. And I see my dad, and I see other people who are getting older and how their memories are affected. And I do believe that there are ways that we can prevent memory decline and cognitive decline. So I'm really excited about today's show, Lisa.
Well, we've got back on the show the wonderful Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Teitelbaum, let's jump right into this. I know you have a lot of great information for us.
Well, absolutely, because the medical establishment, God bless, they have some things we do well. There's some things that we treat dismally. And Alzheimer's, dementia, cognitive function falls square into that category. Not just is it often preventable, but it's often very treatable unless you rely on what your doctor is telling you, in which case you are just out of luck. Let me give folks a simple statistic. In areas of India where they use high amounts of Indian food, curry, which is uses the herb turmeric, you have one-third the rate of Alzheimer's, 70% less Alzheimer's. And another simple statistic, half of people diagnosed with Alzheimer's at autopsy turn out not to have it. They had something else, very often preventable. So, but the doctors ignore this. We use two, I don't want to say useless medications. They're not useless. They're very profitable. But for the person, they're pretty useless. When we're ignoring simple, natural things that can give people their minds back.
So what are some of those things that we could be doing now? Obviously, food plays a very big role in our lives, and we talk about it a lot at Naturally Savvy. What are some of those preventable things that we could do to help prevent diseases like Alzheimer's or other cognitive decline?
Well, for people who have a family history, I recommend they take the herb curcumin or curcumin. There's a specific form. It's called CuraMed. It's a form that's highly absorbed. So instead of taking 7 pills a day, you just take the one. Makes it really easy for people. Also, you want to optimize thyroid function. You want to optimize hormone functions such as estrogen, progesterone. But most importantly, you want to optimize testosterone levels in men. Very, very close association between suboptimal testosterone and high levels of Alzheimer's. In addition, nutritionally, folic acid is a massive player. You want to be sure you're getting plenty of folate. And then things like B12, vitamin D, other nutrients are important. Certainly a sensible diet. Don't overdo sugars, things like that. Get some whole foods. These are things that play a very, very strong preventive role. So for somebody with a family history, like you were noting, this is a really good place to begin. But what's really beautiful is when people come in with dementia, with Alzheimer's, and they're getting to the point where, you know, they're not able to take care of themselves and things. Very, very often, using what we call our dementia protocol, it's kind of a checklist of things to treat, you give the brain a tune-up. And here's a key point. You know, most people I see with a loved one with dementia that one day they may know the kids and be able to take care of themselves, and the other day they don't even recognize the kids and know their names. It's not because it got suddenly horrible overnight and then the next day they can remember the kids again. It shows you that subtle differences in brain function from day to day can go ahead and make all that difference. So if you give the brain a tune-up using our dementia protocol, very often people find their minds come back and they're doing just fine.
Now, Dr. Teitelbaum, you're talking about how some of these folks who are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, that it isn't being accurately. What if somebody is accurately diagnosed and they do have Alzheimer's? I'm assuming all these things you're talking about are also going to help.
These same principles apply. because with Alzheimer's, like I said, one day they may not recognize the kids, the other day they do. And that's because, say they have a little bladder infection that day and you don't even know it. And many people who are over 65, 70, there are no symptoms to bladder infection. But you know, when you have a cold or a bug, your mind feels kind of foggy. And the same happens to the elderly. So let's take a look at things that you can tune up, what we call the dementia protocol. And D in the protocol stands for drugs. And we're not talking about giving them. We're talking about getting people off these medications. I see many people who are elderly with a diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's. They're on 10, 15 medications. Guys, if you put us on those medications, we'd get arrested for DWI. And a lot of times, they don't need these medications. It's easy as a doctor to add a medicine. It's hard. It takes time to stop one. And most of these, when I go through, we can stop half to two-thirds or sometimes all the medications. And lo and behold, the brain comes back. It wasn't Alzheimer's. It was they were drugged out. But so you need to find, usually a doctor will take the time. My new patient visits with somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia, it's a two-hour tune-up. And we take a lot of that time going through all their medications and saying, do you still need this? No, no, no. Are there alternatives for medications that can aggravate things? We see that commonly. You stop medications and the person's brain is clear and sharp. But don't stop medications on your own. You need to do this with a doctor. The second thing on the dementia protocol is emotional. Sometimes you'll find depression and anxiety will mimic Alzheimer's disease. Are they getting enough sleep? Simple things like that. Metabolic, major thing. Again, tune up the thyroid, tune up the hormones, especially testosterone. Make all the difference in the world in terms of the cognitive function. Then you'll have eyes and ears. For the next eye, nutrition, tumors, ruling out infections, and then anemia and other common things. So there's a simple dementia checklist, and I recommend for anybody with a loved one. Now, once somebody is bedridden, and you know, we're looking not at the late, late stages, but in somebody who is going from forgetting where they left the keys to forgetting how to use the keys, which is the difference between normal day-to-day versus brain fog versus Alzheimer's, It's time to get that tune up. And we actually will do that by phone for people. We will go through that by phone. But I want to add one other quick herbal thing that people can take that will make a big benefit. In addition to the curcumin, Spanish sage and rosemary also help raise acetylcholine levels. There's a mix called Mental Advantage. You can get that in health food stores by Europharma or online, easy to find. Wonderful mix of herbs for people with Alzheimer's. That's what I'm going to reach for first, or for anybody really who wants to give their brain a little bit of a tune-up.
Dr. Teitelbaum, you were talking a little bit about the testosterone. So we only have about a minute left. The show goes by so fast. Let's just tell, you know, for those who are listening, when it comes to the testosterone, you're saying to optimize testosterone levels. What would those levels be? Like, what should people be looking for?
I'm looking, normal is considered anything over about 200 in a man. I'm going to get it up to about 750 is where I'd like to see them using the bioidentical natural testosterone available by prescription. In women, I'm going to go ahead and get it up to the mid-range of normal and add some DHEA to do that as well.
Now, I just have one quick question before we go. We have about a half a minute left. It's flu shot. We can't end this show without talking about the flu shot. What is your opinion on it? And I know I read a statistic that people who get the flu shot have a 90% increased chance of getting Alzheimer's. Is that true in 30 seconds or less? And is it something that people...
No, it's not. And it's a toss-up. If people have severe illnesses, the flu could kill them, I would get the flu shot. If not, I don't bother. But take zinc 25 milligrams a day for the week before, so the flu shot will actually work when you get it.
That is great information. Thank you, Dr. Teitelbaum. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Teitelbaum or get in touch with him, you could visit his website at endfatigue.com. He will be back on the show with us. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.